This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, 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 the show brought to you live every Tuesday from midday by the VAC. I'm Adam and my co-host today is Jack from the Health Promotion... Oh,
from Partnerships.
From Partnerships. You're from Health Promotions. How would I forget that?
G'day, Adam, and g'day, listeners. It's Jack here. How's everything with you floating today? But we've got a few little technical issues we're trying
just
to sort out.
A couple of little technical issues. But before we kick on, I'm going to say big thanks to the Gaz Man for the morning show. It's always enjoyable and we
absolutely
love listening to him.
Absolutely, it is. And I must say, look, it's interesting. I feel as though my past is catching up with me. Through a serendipitous route, an old friend of mine from 35 years ago, I've been in touch with him. So I must have met him when I was about 12. That's Jeff. G'day, Jeff. I believe you're listening. Jeff Anderson. Where have those 35 years gone? But also, an important thing happened on the weekend. It was our annual general meeting.
The AGM.
It was. And apart from...
that's when you need another acronym
that's
for something.
Right.
We can
that's
just call
right.
it a general meeting, but no.
And it was pretty good because we recognised at long last the first, the original VAC board. They're all made life members. This is going back to 1984, and that was Phil Carswell. Some of the people out there will know these names. Phil Carswell, David Rogers, Peter Lederman, Adam Carr, of course. Peter Knighton, Lee Visser, and Chris Carter have all sadly died. But Jamie Gardner, Chris Gill, Gary Severine, Alison Thorne, good old Alison, and Danny Videz, who used to be Outrage Magazine. They were all duly recognised after so many years for being founding members of the VAC.
Yeah, and I think what a bit of an inspirational point of call to sort of say that I was there at the very start and one of the very first boards, or the very first board for the Victorian AIDS Council / Gay Men's Health Centre. I think it's just... I don't know. It's something that you kind of go, it's really nostalgic, and it's something that I look back on. And obviously, I was 3 at the time, so obviously not really aware of
well,
the context of the situation.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess, you know, reading through some of the books like Behind the Red Ribbon, I think it's called the Victorian
Under AIDS the Red Ribbon.
Under the Red Ribbon, yeah.
Under the Red Ribbon.
And just sort of reading back around the history of the Victorian AIDS Council. And I think it's something that if you do get a chance, you really should sort of invest in and have a bit of a read through and really get the context and the history of the time.
And copies are available at VAC, PLC, and all good bookshops around Melbourne. Adam, for anyone who's just tuned in,
yes, indeed,
this is Well, 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 brought to you each week by the Victorian AIDS Council. And Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community, and we're all about your sex, your health, and your well-being.
So what do we have on today's show then, Jack?
We've got some special guests. We've got Max Niggle from Living Positive Victoria, who'll be talking about some important events on World AIDS Day. And then Mr. Jesse Owey, who was awarded the inaugural Greg Friday Leadership Award at the AGM last Sunday. And Greg is a volunteer with the Peer Education Group at VAC. We'd love everyone to join in our conversation. Give us your comments or questions. Feel free to get in touch. How can they do that, Adam, please?
By a plethora of ways, and that was just for text.
Yeah.
So, but the best way to get in contact is to email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949, both of which we get here directly in the studio. So if you want a direct line to either ask a question about a guest, or even just to have a bit of a comment on what you think of us and the music. We'd
exactly.
love to hear from you. But there's other ways as well. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or call into the studio and speak to a real live person, not an animated bot like you would if you were to call a bank or some other place that I called this morning on 1300JOY949.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And today we are joined by Max from Living Positive Victoria. Welcome, Max. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Now, World AIDS Day is coming up, of course, on December the 1st, but this year, Living Positive Victoria are changing gear a little bit. But first, Max, can you just tell us something about Living Positive Victoria and your role within it, please?
Thanks, Jack. My role is the Positive Speakers Bureau Coordinator and also working on World AIDS Day this year, as per normal, coordinating that too in conjunction with all of our partners. Living Positive Victoria is very much a statewide organisation representing all people living with HIV, and our focus is on dignity, respect and health and well-being. So that encapsulates what we do in a nutshell.
Now, this year's World AIDS Day launch is a bit different. When exactly is it and who will be there at the launch? This is important. Who will be there?
It sure is. So this year it is going to be held at the Doherty Institute.
Which is where?
At 792 Elizabeth Street in Melbourne, which is opposite Royal Melbourne Hospital and the new cancer precinct. So it's a very different venue, but is very much about trying to bring people together from all the streams in the HIV response, and that is community, leadership and science.
Now, for years, the launch has been either at State Parliament or last year at Fed Square. So why the change this year?
Very much about trying to build upon the International AIDS Conference from 2014, the Melbourne legacy and the statement that came out of that conference, and that is the focus on getting to zero, but bringing together those streams of leadership, science and community into one spot for a whole day to have a more conference-style approach and to engage more people in doing this. So an event held at Fed Square would only attract a certain group of people.
And for a limited amount of time, of course.
And only for a very short time of 1 hour, whereas this is a whole day of activities. And Living Positive Victoria, with all of our partners, will be focusing on the morning, and then in the afternoon is the MHIVE symposium, which is about science and research.
So if you've got people from community there, you've got people from leadership, and you've got people from science, who's going to be there to sort of, I guess, launch the event? Because it's going to be just a multitude of different multidisciplinary people and... So who's your big dangling carrot, for want of a better phrase?
The big dangling carrot is, of course, the Health Minister, the Honourable Jill Hennessy.
As always,
we have had the Health Minister launch World AIDS Day now, going back until, 2004. Mm. And it is their imprinter and their representation of government and leadership that really kicks the day off. So she will be there to do the launch, and from there on we'll be going to a press conference, which is held in another part of the Doherty, with a panel of people talking about the latest issues around HIV.
But who can actually attend? So you've got community, leadership, science. Like, what is community? Is that sort of anyone who's sort of listening now that's really interested in sort of getting up to speed or hearing about what's going on?
So community to me means everybody. HIV is everybody's business, so it's not just people living with HIV, it is the community that surrounds us. In fact, the broader community is invited. This is a public event, it is a free event for the whole morning, and most importantly, to think that in the way that we've reimagined World AIDS Day, is that we want everybody to come along and feel really engaged, that they have an ability to respond to stigma, to discrimination, and to also take responsibility around issues such as PrEP.
Why do you think it's still relevant to hold these big events and with a focus on World AIDS Day in this day and age, Max?
I don't think we can ever forget the devastation, the loss, the fear, and the absolute stigmatisation of a group of people that occurred in the 80s and into the 90s. It is still occurring. It is still relevant that we try to highlight the fact that we are all human beings and that we all should be responsible for ourselves, but not only that, to know and understand what it's like to live with HIV, because HIV can happen to anybody.
Sure, and the issues haven't gone away, and there's still emerging issues, aren't there, which we'll talk about later in the program. Yeah.
And I noticed that you've essentially all sides of politics sort of represented. So is it fair to say HIV almost uniquely still enjoys a bipartisan political approach?
Certainly from the varied attendances of different health ministers over the years, that is very much a bipartisan approach. The Department of Health here in Victoria, the federal departments of health, federal health ministers, this is a bipartisan approach. We know in Australia that we had one of the best approaches possible in the early days. Community activists going up to the top, to the health ministers. The health ministers working with our community to address what was happening in our community, the death and the destruction of so many lives, but not only that, accessing treatment. So we still have to advocate from a national level, a state level, that We still want better treatments. We still want an end to HIV. And that's really important to have a bipartisan approach.
And of course, now you've got, you always had very good relationships with David Davis, the former yes. Liberal Health Minister. Any chance he may be there?
He's going to be there.
He's going to be there? Yeah, so he's quite committed to the area, I think.
He's very, very committed. And being in opposition doesn't mean that you disengage from an area like this. And he's shown a lot of commitment. And when Daniel Andrews was Health Minister, he again showed a lot of commitment. But the great thing about having health ministers involved at that high level of engagement is that they get to see people living with HIV talking about HIV. Mm. And again, at the launch at 9 o'clock, we'll be having two HIV-positive speakers, Will Viales and Christabel Miller. And it is their voices that resonate upon health ministers and thereby create a greater understanding of the realities of living with HIV in 2015.
If people want more information about the launch itself, how can they find out about it, Max?
Well, there's a huge multitude, a plethora, as Tex says. So you can go to worldaidsday.org.au, which is a national website. You can go to livingpositivevictoria.org.au. And Alan from the VAC has just arranged a fabulous calendar of events. So you can go to thevac.org.au.
Beauty.
And of course, the fabulous Joy is also doing a calendar of events.
Of course.
Nice. Very nice.
Joy. 94.9.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Jack and Adam from the Victorian AIDS Council and the show that talks about sex, health and well-being.
That's right, and today we're talking to Max from Living Positive Victoria. Max, after the launch, which is at the Doherty Centre that morning on December the 1st, a bit later in the day, there's another important event, a community forum as part of World AIDS Day. Can you tell us what's planned for the forum, please?
Yes, so the forum is going to be very much focused on PrEP and being prepared for PrEP. So it is.
What is PrEP?
PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. In other words, you can take a pill, Truvada, and or its derivatives to actually prevent the transmission of HIV if you're an HIV negative person.
And the science, I believe, the science is pretty overwhelming. There's dramatic results overseas, dramatic results in San Francisco about the impact of Truvada or PrEP is having on the community.
Absolutely compelling evidence. And that is why there's so much advocacy around this issue. We know that, of course, for a drug to be accepted and onto the PBS system, it takes quite some time. However, we're a little bit behind the eight ball as far as I'm concerned. It's been available in the US for a few years. And the results for zero different couples, whether they're heterosexual or gay, is just extraordinary. This is mind-changing for so many people. And it means that everybody can take control about preventing transmission of HIV and that it's not just back on to HIV-positive people.
So it's not just a morning-after pill. It's a pill that you have to take, is it every day? Or?
Yeah, I thought you might be able to tell me this.
I was just asking you.
So a little bit of education around it. Look, first and foremost, if you decide to go on to PrEP, if you're accessing it from overseas and or from Australia, you need to see your doctor every 3 months. You also need to be aware that you need to take it consistently. Now, there's some studies saying you can take it for a few days before if you're going to go out and have fun, or you should be taking it all the time. The best evidence is that it should be consistent in its dosing, and you need to have that level of drug in your body to prevent HIV taking hold.
Who's on the panel at this forum?
Well, it's hosted by the inimitable Dean Beck.
From Joy.
From Joy, of course. And this is very much a strong partnership with Victorian AIDS Council and Living Positive Victoria and Joy. It is going to have a panel of different members. One will be Simon Ruth from VAC. One will be Brent Allen, our CEO from Living Positive Victoria. We're going to have some of the PrEP advocates who have been advocating in the community outside of the mainstream organisations. So they're going to be there. We'll also be having Sarah Graham from Straight Arrows representing the voice of heterosexual people living with HIV. And one of the more interesting people who is incredibly well informed is Mark Stuvey from the Burnett.
Researcher, now,
so he's an eminent researcher, especially around the areas of men who have sex with men. And some of the more outstanding science that's being done both across at Doherty, Burnett, and in partnership across the world around a whole range of areas, such as looking at a vaccine, looking at other ways we can defeat the virus. But first and foremost, this discussion is about PrEP, and it's very much about trying to have everybody who wants it be able to access it rather than just on a trial basis.
Or importing it at a great cost.
Yeah.
Which although some people do.
I do understand that people are importing it for around about $80 a month. So comparably with a prescription, that's pretty good.
It's not too bad.
Hmm.
This is also at the Doherty?
Correct.
So the same venue, just at what time does this commence?
That commences at 11 o'clock, and that's after our morning tea, which is a community-based morning tea for people to get together to remember, to reflect about friends, family, lovers that they've lost, but also people who are now living with HIV and their hopes for the future. So the morning tea will be about getting us ready to go into this discussion around the whole community taking responsibility to advocate for PrEP for HIV negative people. And let's just think a little bit more broadly into a global perspective, and that is that heterosexuals who one partner is positive and one partner is negative, PrEP is crucial for them to feel safe.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about condoms and lube.
I know a discordant couple, and they said, you can't believe the pressure, the burden it lifts off their shoulders, having a safety net that they, if they have a slip up, well, they can be like a normal, intimate, loving couple and without the fear, in heterosexual terms, of pregnancy or in gay terms of contracting HIV.
And I've heard that many, many times from people living in different HIV status relationships. And there is always the fear of the positive person transmitting the virus. I want to make it really clear, though, that people who are on effective long-term treatment with undetectable viral loads, the reality is, if you are taking PrEP and your partner is positive on effective treatment, they are hardly able to transmit the virus. So
that's
the
right.
fear about us as HIV positive people transmitting the virus and us being demonized, suddenly we've now got some balance back into this world. PrEP, HIV medication, combine that and we are going to be looking at a huge reduction in HIV transmissions.
That's a very important point to make, Max, about adherence, and if you're on antiretrovirals and on PrEP, really, that's a game changer.
Absolutely.
And so if people want to come along and get, I guess, maybe not involved, but hear more about the discussion from a research side, a community side, and a sector side, how do they find out? Is it the same sort of websites that you mentioned earlier?
It is the same websites. And not only that, you can go onto Eventbrite and look at World AIDS Day Getting to Zero. All of the websites that are now promoting all of these events, you've just got to log on there. But more importantly, rock up on the day.
Yep.
But we would love to know how many people are coming, just for something like catering.
That's a little bit
that would help.
Security.
I think we'll be there, won't we, Adam?
Yeah. Yes, we will.
That's 792 Elizabeth Street in the city, opposite the Royal Melbourne, the Doherty Centre.
Correct, and it's on the tram. So straight up Elizabeth Street, get off the tram there, and you're right there at the front door.
Thanks for coming in, Max. We appreciate that. This is Well, Well, Well.
Do you have a business, product or service that needs to be seen and heard? Become a Joy sponsor and get the best of both worlds. Have your message heard on air by 329,000 monthly listeners. Have your message seen online at joy.org.au via the Joy sponsorship directory. Sponsorship starts from as low as $295. And best of all, those who sponsor us for more than 1 month are featured on our listing free. Yes, free! Call 1-300-JOY-949 or email sales@joy.org.au for more details. Joy 94.9, the diverse voice of the GLBTI community.
You are on Joy 94.9, and that was the great George Michael with Faith. Talking about greats, we have a very special person coming up next, Mr. Jesse Owey, who was recognised at the VAC's annual general meeting last Sunday by being awarded the inaugural Greg Friday Leadership Award. Now, for those who may not be aware, Greg Friday was a peer support volunteer at VAC for many years, also the face of a health promotion campaign.
He was indeed.
Yep. And he displayed great warmth of character, commitment to the community, and as his sister Alex said on Sunday when handing over the award to Jesse, Greg held family, friends and community as one within his heart. Sadly, Greg and his mother were killed in the German Wings Air disaster earlier this year, and VAC has established the Greg Friday Leadership Award to support other young people in their journey of community engagement. So, Jesse, after all that complex introduction. Welcome to the show at Well Well Well.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, what does it mean to you to be recognised by such an award? You were quite shocked on the day. You didn't know this was coming.
I was. Oh, it meant the world, first of all. I had no idea that was happening. So I was just sitting there, you know, listening to the speeches before that, and I was just kind of like a little bit overwhelmed with a whole range of feelings. And then suddenly they called my name and I was like, oh wait, what was that, right? Did they call my name? So yeah. It meant absolutely the world to me to be recognized in such a way.
You did very well, and your response was really well stated. And Greg's father and sister spoke and gave a snapshot of Greg's life and who he was to them. Mm-hmm. And you responded beautifully. Shocked.
Very shocked.
Difficult to come on after such an emotional speech by Greg's dad, but you did well.
Oh, thank you. I hope that I did.
So how long have you been involved with peer education? And what is it exactly for the people who don't know what we do at Peer Ed?
Absolutely. So I started facilitating in July last year, 2014. I actually was part of Young and Gay in 2013. I was a member of the group. You know, I joined the group and I was so ecstatic to have met, you know, so many amazing people. I learned a lot from the experience, and I thought I wanted to give back. I wanted to do my part. So I went through the training process and I graduated, as they said it, and I became a facilitator.
Did you get a certificate?
I did. You know, it all sparkly and glitter. No, it's just, so yeah, I started facilitating in July 2014. A little bit about Peer Ed. It's a 6-week workshop that the VAC runs for men who are attracted to other men. And we explore a range of topics relating to sexual health, coming out, our place in the community, relationships, all that kind of jazz. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to meet people from all walks of life. The program that I've involved in, Young and Gay, is catered towards young men under the age of 26. Sorry.
And so I don't make the criteria quite, do
just,
I?
Just by a couple of years.
Yeah,
just
can. You can. Years. You can be an honorary member.
I missed that. Okay.
So yeah, like I said, it's a great place to meet people and learn new things.
An important place to meet and to connect with
exactly,
others.
And to learn things about yourselves that you might not necessarily have known before, you know, especially in regards to looking after yourselves and sexual health and all that kind of jazz.
So is it more of a social connectedness group, or is there certain things that you need to achieve every single session in terms of, okay, so these are the most important topics and, right, let's have a discussion about them, or are there exercises and activities, and what are the actual intricacies within
definitely.
The Peer Ed program?
During the 6-week workshop, it's actually structured. So every week we talk about different things, you know, like we've got a coming out week, we've got a sexual health week, we've got a relationships week and all that stuff. And we talk about, so every session is different in the way that, you know, we focus on a certain thing. We focus on a few of the topics that we want to talk about. But then, of course, because the workshop is catered towards the participants, so we let them direct sessions. You know, us as facilitators, we just kind of like, you know, we encourage them to speak their minds and to get involved.
So it goes where it needs to go for the participants themselves to deal with the issues that arise for them.
Exactly. So we have a topic that we stick with, but mm-hmm. it depends on the participants, how they want to discuss the topics, pretty much.
And so Greg was actually a facilitator for Peer Ed. So did you participate in his group, or?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I didn't know him in person. So we worked together in a few events last year. He was always happy, and he was always positive, and he was always, you know, friendly to people. And he taught me a lot of things about, you know, mentorship and about embracing people and about getting them involved in discussions. Not in his group per se, but I kind of knew him in person.
You spoke so well on Sunday, quite eloquently, and it was obvious that you were shocked. Has it sunk in yet that this has happened to you? Because now, all of a sudden, you went along on Sunday to the AGM, not knowing what was happening. You got this award. Now you're on radio talking about your life. This is your life. You're in print. You're
in
an annual report. You're in
forever
print.
Forever etched in history.
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not sure if it's sunk in yet. I haven't even I haven't displayed the actual trophy thing yet. With, you know, because it hasn't actually made sense to me yet. Like, I felt really honored and grateful and obviously thankful that, you know, this recognition came my way. But it's just, I just felt like I wasn't deserving of the award, you know, somehow. Mm. Because, you know, I'm my own hardest critic, and I didn't realize that I was doing something right, maybe, you know, so.
Well, obviously you are.
Oh, I hope that I am. And I just, you know, Greg was a fantastic person. He was a fantastic mentor, and I can only hope to be half as good a mentor and a facilitator as he was. So I hope that, if anything, it encourages other young people to actually strive to be great and to strive to help out in the community as well. with this kind of award being established by the VAC.
And so what's next for you in terms of your role at VAC? So are you going to continue with Pyrrhic? Well, now that you've got the award, are you going to walk away like some Hollywood?
Thanks, guys. I'm going to call it a day. No.
Yeah. Are you going to continue with peer education or sort of get involved in other areas of the organization?
Well, I enjoy what I do with the VAC. So peer ed is actually like it's a really big part of my life now, and I really enjoy it greatly and wholeheartedly. I am going to be involved in the World AIDS Day at some capacity as well. Also wanting to get involved in Midsummer next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's plenty of jobs for you to do at both, let me assure you. And anyone else who's listening, we need you.
Oh, yes, yes. Please. We all need you. So, yeah. So, it's just, I feel like it's just the beginning. I really want to get more involved as much as I can. But yeah, it's been great.
And so there's obviously within peer education, there's different types of workshops. I think Buddy had said to me once that you actually have to go through the workshop before you can become a facilitator. So would you be wanting to do maybe some of the other ones like the relationships workshop, or are you kind of really happy with young and gay because that's where you feel most comfortable?
Yeah, for sure. I actually have done other workshops. I've facilitated some of the other workshops as well. Young and gay is a focus of kind of my role, my volunteer role with the VAC. But like you said, they've got a lot of other groups running, like the Gay Asian Proud Group, Momentum, you know, Momentum's for men who are attracted to men over the age of 27. They also have relationships, you know, 6 weeks dedicated to talking about relationships and relationships.
And by the way, that's not for people to meet other people. That's not like a speed dating kind of work. No.
There's always a catch, isn't it?
No. It's a social group after all. So yeah. If people actually do meet people, it's a bonus. But we talk about the focus. Yeah, so. We talk about useful things and, you know, but how to look after yourself and stuff like that. That's the first and foremost.
Cool. This is Well on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome back to Well on Joy 94.9. We have Jesse Owey with us, who received the Greg Friday Leadership Award last Sunday at the AGM at VAC. Jess, what would you say to other young people who may be listening and thinking about getting involved in peer education?
Well, I would absolutely say to them, just give it a go, especially becoming, like joining the actual workshop, first of all, and experiencing it for yourself. It's as someone who's been through that, it's a great experience. It's a great forum to meet people and to learn more about yourself. It's a great forum for you to learn about ways that you can look after yourself when you have fun. It's a great place to find out how to get involved with the community as well.
May I just ask, how did you get involved with VAC to start with? How did you find out about us?
Oh, wow. That's forever ago now. I think
so it's not so young anymore.
No, young enough.
It gets worse.
A couple of years ago, I think it's a mixture of different things. So I've been seeing, you know, posters and pamphlets and brochures for the VAC, especially for the peer education program from around. And a friend of mine actually recommended me to join it. So he did it and he found it to be really, really beneficial for him. And he said, why don't you give it a go? So I did. And I enjoyed it immensely. And straight after the 6 week workshop, I told Booty, my lovely boss, that I wanted to get involved. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if your friends have done it, speak to them, give it a go. You never know what's going to happen. You know, it's great.
That's always the best recommendation when a friend says to you, hey, I found this really helpful. I think you'd find it really helpful as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's sort of that word of mouth really sort of speaks to, I guess, the peer education, I guess, concept as well, because you're actually being facilitated by peers, by people from the community who have done the workshop, who have experienced the same issues that you have. And I think that sort of resonates more than maybe reading an article or a pamphlet or something around
exactly,
the issues.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always great to speak to someone who's been there, done that. And it's always great to speak to someone on your level as well, instead of speaking to someone that kind of has an official capacity as, you know, like it's nice to connect with people who kind of share your areas of interest.
And values and interests.
And interests and values and hobbies and hangout places and stuff like that. Sure. You know what I mean? So,
Do you think it's changed you in any way?
It has changed me quite immensely, actually. I kind of feel like now I've become more kind of in tune to what's happening in the community. You know, not just thinking of myself all the time. Again, being involved with the VAC has made me want to know more about what's happening around me, especially with the issues that are coming up, you know, today, this year, like PrEP and gay marriage and all that kind of stuff. You know, I used to be quite oblivious to those things prior to being involved with the VAC. And now I feel like I'm in tune with what's happening in the world.
It's just sharpened your awareness. So therefore you can act as you need to.
Yeah, exactly. And also I've broadened my social circle as well. You know, I've met amazing, amazing people, both on a friend's level and also as a mentor kind of level. So it's great. It's been great for me.
Well, just to embarrass you a little bit more and show you some more praise, the reason that you actually won the Greg Friday Leadership Award is that, well, as been written here in the annual report, GCOA has been involved in the peer education program since July 2014 by facilitating the Young and Gay Workshop. Jesse is a standout young leader and brings his enthusiasm and commitment to the program, along with his cheeky sense of humour and sense of style. Jesse's passion is evident in his eagerness to assist other young people celebrating their identity. So, yay!
Yeah, well, blush now, guys.
No, look, Jesse, that's a very good endorsement. So well done once again on being part of the team at VAC, the broader team at VAC.
Without
people like yourself, volunteers, providing leadership, facilitating is no mean feat either, by the way. Mm-hmm. You need to be skilled to do that. And you're serving the broader GLBTI community by your involvement, really. So we'd like to say thank you. And like you, for people like yourself and Greg Friday, for getting involved. And you do make a difference to people's lives. And I think the future's in good hands with people like yourself.
Oh,
well done.
Thank
well
you, guys. Thank well you.
Deserved.
And please, if you'd like to get involved, volunteer, please.
And how would they do that? Get in touch with VAC.
Please get in touch with the VAC, yes.
.org.au.
This
great.
Is well on Joy 94.9.
Did you know Joy Audio Production Services can help you with your audio recording needs, no matter what the task at hand? We have a way to support you and your business. We can produce radio-style interviews for your website, on-hold greetings, podcasts, voiceovers for video, and more. Call Joy's production manager, Jason, on 1300 569 949, or email production@joy.org.au. That's 1300 569 949. Joy Audio Production Services, commercial grade audio quality at community radio rates.
This is well on Joy 94.9, and don't forget you can listen to the podcast of this show and all Joy programs. Just go to Joy's website, which is joy.org.au. And because if you like this show,
yep,
and you want to re-listen to it, or share it with a friend, or get any of the contact information, just
and
go back
just
to the podcast.
Listen to our voices. That's
exactly
all you need to do.
Exactly, our dulcet tones.
I've got an important message to remind people of. Bearing the Burden. It's an art exhibition and fundraiser for Switchboard Victoria. That's running from November the 6th to the 21st. That will be at the Laird Hotel. An open day will be held for everyone on November 21st, 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. All are welcome. And there's a silent auction. All money will be raised will go to the Switchboard, and postcards will be for sale, all sorts of things. So the Laird Hotel, 149 Gipps Street, Abbotsford, a fundraiser for Switchboard, an important job they do, Adam.
Absolutely fantastic. And I did some volunteer work for the Gay Lansing Switchboard for probably about 4 years and was on their board. And they are a fantastic volunteer-based organisation. So any support that you can provide, time, effort or finances is always welcomed and very appreciated by organisations such as that.
Absolutely.
But Jack, would you believe that we've come to the end of another show?
Another week, another dollar.
Another week. Another dollar, as they do say.
This is well on Joy 94.9. We'll be back next Tuesday at noon, 12 to 1. See you then. Cheers.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.